Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Joining us now on the line is Patrick Kaler, president of Visit Buffalo Niagara, to talk about some of this investment. Patrick, you know, this includes a big-time reinvestment in the DL&W terminal. We've heard about a project here for years and years and years, and there seems to be more momentum behind it. Not only turning this into a rail station and extending the metro rail down there, but also Great Lakes Cruises, perhaps an area for them to come to Buffalo, not far by, not too far from the DL&W. What did this announcement say? What does it mean for the future in Buffalo?
Yeah, we're very excited about this. So the governor is a member, as the state of New York, of the Great Lakes and St. Lawrence Governors and Premiers Coalition. And so there's an organization that looks at many different aspects of the lakes and St. Lawrence Seaway. And there is also a tourism arm to it. And just as some background, I was executive director of that tourism arm back in the early 2000s. And that's when Great Lakes Cruising actually started to hit its stride. And so many of our ports around the lakes themselves do welcome these cruise ships into their destinations. And we've been anxious to see something like this happen for Buffalo because they pass right by and we know what a great destination that we have. And we would have a captive audience of all of these individuals that take these cruises.
Yeah, these cruises are happening all around us, but they just don't stop here. What do they mean economically for these cities?
Oh, it's millions of dollars. So many of the ports around the Great Lakes are really small little destinations like Duluth, Minnesota, and many around the state of Michigan as well. And it just is another great economic generator for those communities. And like I said, we have just a fantastic opportunity here in Buffalo. And this is just really encouraging news to attract yet another visitor to our destination.
Patrick, I think a lot of people are listening to this and thinking a cruise ship and Buffalo, like why? Why would I ever do this? It doesn't really make sense. When we're looking to vacation, we're trying to get somewhere warm, but you know, it's not true for everybody. I'm always surprised at how many people are interested in the Great Lakes or, you know, there's Erie Canal, you know, boats that go down, all these sorts of things.
Well, you know, that's the interesting thing about this. So these groups do tend to be a little bit more older, but even those that are retirees are still very young at heart and very active. And so, it's not necessarily a geriatric cruise, if we want to put it in that context, but it is very active older adults. So it's not like going on a Disney cruise, but, you know, you are going to smaller communities, getting the flavor, the culture, the attractions of these destinations. And again, I think it just helps elevate our overall visitor profile for yet another type of visitor coming into our destination.
You know, people come in here, they'll spend money. That's the hope. How long do these cruises dock in a particular city?
Well, that's one of the areas that I would really like to work on, is that we could become one of the departure or arrival destinations where people would actually come in maybe a couple of days before they get on the boat or after. Otherwise, usually it's just a day trip that's coming on. But if you get those arrival or departures, you're going to get some hotel economic impact out of it as well, rather than just people stopping for the day, getting off, going to restaurants, going to attractions, and then getting back on the boat and cruising off to another port. But if we could be one of those entry or exit destination port cities, that would be even better economically for us.
What would Buffalo need to be a cruise port?
Right. So we could be a cruise port right now, but it would require tendering out to the boat to bring the passengers into the destination. And so that's a little clunky and not necessarily appealing to the cruise company. So what the governor is proposing is a terminal that these boats could actually come into, dock, easy access on and off for the passengers. And so that's really the infrastructure that would be needed to have these boats come into our destination.
Well, could the DLNW building be part of that terminal?
That's been some of the conversations that I've had so far. And again, this is out of my pay grade as far as the size and everything, but they seem to think that that could be a potential site for the boat dockings.
A lot of announcements were made yesterday. What else did you hear that's exciting to you?
Anything to do with our waterfront, you know, we've had so much great infrastructure put in. We really see that as the welcome mat that we promote for visitors coming in, you know, the access to our water, the great sunsets that we have at the end of the day. So anything that we can do with the outer harbor, further developing canal side as well. One of the areas that I'm really excited about is anything to do with the riverfront and developing a river walkway, if you will, keeping it modes of transportation, but connecting canal side maybe down to Riverworks in that area where we've got breweries. We have people living along the river. So it's not just about the visitors, but it's all about the residential experience as well, and just how we continue to grow that. I've been in so many great cities that have redeveloped their riverfronts. Savannah, I was just in December, and very impressive what they've done. You know, I think that San Antonio is the one that always comes to mind, but so many other cities are now developing these waterways, creating new economic opportunities for businesses, visitors, and residents.
What about Wilkeson Point, the money that was announced for that yesterday, mm-hmm. and bringing restaurants there for the first time on the Outer Harbor, and restrooms?
Yeah, so that's another great opportunity as well that we continue to add to the amenities at the waterfront, especially at Canal Side. And Wilkeson Point is a beautiful place to go and just relax, watch the sunset, view the lake itself. But there's not much else there. And so to have restroom facilities and, again, state-of-the-art restroom, clean facilities, restaurants, whatever it might be, to get people to stay longer and enjoy the opportunities at our waterfront will just make it a full day, maybe multi-day experience for people to go to our waterfront.
Well, it's exciting stuff, and we hope it moves along quickly. Patrick, thanks so much. Patrick Kaler is president of Visit Buffalo Niagara. Great Lakes Cruises, could they be coming to Buffalo soon? That's the plan with some of this money the state putting into the Buffalo waterfront.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.